Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
I'm kind of disappointed we weren't laughing this time when we came on, so we should make
Woohoo!
something
This is a
up.
smooth one.
It really
That
was. Yeah. Did you know we got Mercury in retrogrades approaching? That'll be fun.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. It's
I actually checked today because my day was, I was like, are we on Mercury in retrograde? So I went and checked. It's actually September through the 1st of October. So,
Oh, okay.
yeah. So, just FYI, anyone that wants to prepare for that.
Was something. Oh, we were talking about the other day. I was like, I was wondering if there was something going on in the cosmos because, I knew I was having some emotions and things that were not necessarily normal for me. And so I called you, like,
Yeah,
and you
as
were
we
kind of like,
do, we do those phone calls. It's phone
Yeah,
call.
absolutely.
Oh, speaking of phone, I got to check. Okay, had to make sure my sound was off. Sorry. Since we're saying phone, that made me think of
Home.
Oh, home.
Yeah,
Everybody,
and
go
then
in there and
Tracy.
tell us where you're from, by the way, while we're chatting. Go in there in the chat room on BBS Radio TV if you're not on that.
Yeah, so I guess I'm talking about this because it was disconcerting to me because emotions like that, they kind of throw me off a little bit when that happens, and I'm like, oh, and so you call a friend, and I was like going down my list, I was looking, not that you were the last on my list, but you were, it's like all these, but it's like, and it was in it, you were the one, and I picked you. Anyway,
It's
it
like,
was
where did you
interesting.
find it in the last place I looked?
Anyway, it was interesting because you were saying that you were hearing a lot of that lately. And so I thought, oh, okay. Then it's, as soon as I heard that, it was like, oh, okay. Then there's something going on. And so that's why I want to say it is if you're going through something like that, it's okay. There's something going on.
There is always something going on, right?
Yeah, I mean, it just, not saying that we don't need to be responsible for our emotions and or whatever and be aware of them, but it's just sometimes there's more going on than just, and if you can't, it's like, what's going, I don't understand why I'm having these emotions or I'm having this feeling or whatever. There are a lot of things that affect us, influence us, especially if you're very sensitive. And we're getting more and more sensitive. I never used to be this sensitive. So it just, as all this stuff happens, the shifting and everything that's happening to us, with
For
us,
us, for
for
us.
us, yes.
We'll get there
Yeah,
with the words.
it's just this is growing. This is our growth process. And so just be aware that we can feel much more than we might have before. And if that kind of makes it throws you off balance a little bit, just know that's what's happening.
Yeah. And little reminder, you kind of asked for it. I want to be more
Absolutely.
sensitive. I want to be more aware. I want to be more awake. I want to be in my ascension process. I want to evolve.
Yeah,
And
and
then
then
you're like,
they
why? Why? Yeah. So
you wanted
we do want to do it though, you know? And what we're doing is we're just clearing out the things, you know, it's like I feel stuck. How do I get out of that? And then you got to go look at something, right? And then you remove the obstacle and then you can move forward. Well, ascension's like that, a bunch of that.
a
What's
bunch of
keeping me from reaching those higher vibrations, from connecting with those collectives? Well, you got anger looming. You've got, sadness looming. You've got all these things going on, grieving happening. What else is going on, you know? So,
Because I mean, that's those are things that it's not like, we think, oh, it's going to be a very conscious effort. Okay, I got to do this, and I got to do this, and I got, because we say, yeah, let go of fear, let go of judgment, let go of, like work through these emotions. Okay, that sounds like things that you've got to do, right? And like, okay, so I got to do this, and I got to do this, and okay, I'm going to take on this one today. I'm going to take on this one today. And it's like, that's not how it works.
no.
Because you could be excelling at it today because it's not your thing today. And so we're like, sweet. And then all of a sudden you get whammo, and you're like, what happened? It's like, no, this is the day that we're going to deal with this one. So,
yeah. Yeah. We put that one on hold. Sorry. Here it comes. All right. Should we jump in here and see who all wants to say hello?
Let's do that.
All right. Well, I just have to say, we're just going to have to go over to Australia and give you guys a big hug because you're first off the bat. We've got Wendy and Tracy, and I believe Judy is in the house, all from Australia. Sometimes Linda's in there. I'm not seeing Linda yet. Somebody call Linda. Call Linda. She's not here yet. We got Cindy from Texas, and then we've got another one from Texas I saw coming in, Deborah. Got
Australia and Texas.
October 1st is Wendy's birthday, so you're going to be wrapping up the retrograde right there on your birthday.
Retrograde.
That's two reasons to celebrate. So very good, very good. And Cindy saying hi to each of us. Finally caught alive. Yay, Wendy. We finally caught you live too. So chat with us now. It goes two ways. Oh, we got another one from Texas in here, Catherine. So, all right. What's going on in Texas? What's happening?
They finally got rain.
They did finally get rain. Yes. You let us in on the big secret of the rain dance.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. That was fun to hear about.
I bet there were lots of people doing rain dances.
I'm guessing. And there's probably a lot of people doing that around all over the place.
And then now they're doing happy dances.
Yeah.
Because it rained.
Okay. West Virginia.
Blue Ridge Mountains.
West Virginia. Did I do it right?
No. West Virginia. Blue Ridge. Oh, I don't know. I thought I had it the right order. Maybe not. I can't remember the next line.
I know, right? Okay, you guys are getting chatty in here, and I'm loving it. All right. And Deborah says, yes, rain. We got rain. Okay. So.
And we cooled off. I can't believe, like, today, it was, like, 83. I'm like, man, last week we were easily, was it last week?
That was the last year.
Yeah, I don't even know
the last show. Wait, 2 weeks ago? Yeah. Said what?
But yeah, definitely last week. I mean, we're easily 15 to 20 degrees cooler than we were last week. And we're in the 80s. Nice.
So, oh, wow. Yeah.
So nice.
It's hard to get outside when it's that hot. But like we have, I think it was 79 today. Oh, my thing's saying 82 degrees on my screen here. Mm-hmm. So yeah. That's like, yeah, we can go out and do some things and be out in that for a little bit. But when it's getting into the upper 90s and 100, it's like, why?
No, we just stay inside.
Yeah. And think about the world we live in today where we can all kind of get inside and get our air conditioning going. Or, mm-hmm. or if you're in Australia and it's winter and you can get your
heat
going. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice. I love it. But okay, so energies this week. It seems like I wanted to talk about some of that. You know, it's one of those things where it's nice for us to every once in a while go into the deep dive of where we're at emotionally, because mm-hmm. we kind of forget that, you know, we do take an ebb and flow. We will go Absolutely. Into the emotions, we'll come out and get a little reprieve, and then we got to dive back in.
Yeah.
But this
That's week, why it kind of throws off balance when it happens, because yeah. like, well, I thought I had all this figured out. I was doing nice. I was just smooth.
Yeah.
I'm rolling here. It all good. And then boom.
Exactly.
What?
And you'll be sitting there going, man, I didn't even know that was still bothering me. Mm-hmm. I thought it cleared that. Why is this showing up again? And why am I still triggered by it?
Yeah.
So yeah, it really likes to throw the emotional stuff. But, you know, we got to check in, see where we're at with it. Have we, you know, we get it. It's kind of like that I'm going to be kind of a, I don't even know. I might be controversial. Sorry. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
But it might be like that spouse where they did something and you're like, hey, what's up? And, oh, I'll be better. And then they're good for 2 weeks and then they fall back into the old pattern, right? And see, that wasn't too bad, was it? Yeah, no. We do that. We learn our lesson. We get it for a couple weeks, and then we sink back into the pattern a little bit again. And the universe comes and says, "Okay, Let's go look at that again.
Try that again. And maybe this time, maybe you don't fall back as far.
Yeah.
You don't slip as far back.
Hopefully. Yeah. Yeah. You're inchworming your way. We'll say 2 steps forward, 1 step back. But yeah, just showing you where you're at with it. You know, and that's why things might seem like they keep coming back.
Yeah.
But there was sessions this week where cycles were coming to an end. And that was good. That was good news to hear that, you know, new beginnings and cycles are ending and good things are coming. So that's good. That's really good news for all of us, because I think as a whole, we kind of follow these same kind of patterns. And I do have something in my eye. So
yeah, and I have something in my ear. So
thanks for sticking with us, guys. I love it. But I'm not winking at you. I'm just trying to.
But I am.
Wink about. Yeah. So that's kind of what I noticed was happening with me, is like stuff that was kind of old news was coming up. And I'm like,
what are you doing here?
What is this?
I thought we were done.
This isn't, why are you back? But, and it was so interesting because I could totally look at the entire picture and go, that's not what's happening. It's clearly not what's happening. So why am I feeling like this is what's happening? And it was interesting to work through that. And
I think mine was similar to that too, because when I looked at the bigger thing, I was like,
well, that's kind of what we did for each other, right?
Yeah, it's like, that's not how I feel. I'm okay with what I did this.
That's really not what was happening. But So that kind of reminds us that we see things through our filters, you know? And it's like, you know, that's clearly that, that didn't roll out that way. And when I'm detached from all that emotional reaction that I was having to it, it's very clear to me that I was like, why did I react like that to that? That was silly. That's not what was happening. And that's where we kind of have to be careful too, is like, you know, it's important to be in your truth and to honor your feelings, but also being careful, pick your battles kind of thing. It's like, is that something worth bringing up? And in hindsight, I was really glad that I just went and worked it out in my own, you know, field of energy and friendships and talking it out, because then when I looked at it and it was so clear that that's not what was happening, I avoided having a conflict with,
because it could have been a great big deal.
I didn't need a conflict, right? Like, I could have hurt other people's feelings by saying, well, this is what it feels, and, you know, why are you doing this and why did you say that and da 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 da, and then it would have been a bigger issue and we would have been fueling that energy.
Right.
And so
what I just now heard was, it was coming back around to show you, well, it didn't necessarily show you, but in that moment you had a choice. And that was the big thing I'm hearing. You had a choice. You could go the way you normally go, the other pattern, or you could choose a new way.
Yeah.
And that's where we were looking at these things in different ways. It's like, wait a minute, that there isn't an issue there. I don't need to act. I don't need to go down the other road. So we had a choice.
Do you think we passed? Like, I know it's not a pass fail, but do you think that maybe we get to move forward from that?
I think so, because that was the choice. You know, we either keep going this way. It's just a choice. We made a choice to go a different direction.
Yeah.
To have a different experience.
New timeline.
Yay. Yeah. So it's not pass fail. It's just new experience.
Yeah.
You want the same experience, I'm doing a different one.
Oh, so easy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So easy. All right, you guys, tell us how your week has been. For me, I feel like we were just here yesterday. And it's like, literally, yesterday was Thursday, right? And I'm like, oh, we need to bring it. Oh, wait a minute. No, we already did that. That already happened. We already brought the garbage out. That was, what is today? Today's Thursday. How did it get to be Thursday already? You know, it's like, it has been crazy, even more crazy than normal with time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I
was telling, yesterday must have been something Thursday, because I think I reminded myself it was Thursday about 10 times. I had to, it was like, it wasn't, wasn't very long between each one. It's Thursday. It's Thursday. Today's Thursday. I don't know what that meant to me, but it was like, that was a big deal to remind myself that it was Thursday.
That you didn't have to do any shows?
Maybe.
Your Fridays are loaded with shows, right? You just,
I don't know.
You're just a camera superstar on Friday. So let's see. Processing a lot of anger and disappointment. Yes. Yes. Anger has been a hidden issue in the clients this week. Mm-hmm. And with, you know, that's some of the stuff I was dealing with. Yeah. Like I was getting agitated.
But isn't that perfect? Because that's what, those are the emotions that we've got to let go.
Have to.
And so, but we have to process them. We can't deny them. We can't shove them down.
Yeah.
We want them up here where we process them. So, and these are major ones to get done so that we can keep moving forward.
Let me just shout out kudos to all my clients that are willing to look at that too, because that's not easy when you're like, you know, there's anger going on here. Or what is that emotion behind that statement?
Yeah, anger is not
to identify that.
Yeah.
There was some hidden elements to it that kind of, you can hear it in the language, feel it in a vibration. Today I had a session where Daniel was in, it was more of a surrogate thing, mm-hmm. and you could feel the energy, and it was so interesting. Like I felt like I was feeling this at a new level today when I was in that experience with him. And then it was like just identifying why it was there, and like this sadness got unleashed, and then it just all went away, and the giggles and the lightheartedness and all of that mm-hmm. came in. It was like, wow, that was really an interesting experience. And it was so cool to have that be so obvious in the energy fields mm-hmm. and be so aware of it, and then to find where it was coming from, express that, and then have it just go, complete
process. See, that's not processing. It processes and it dissipates. It doesn't need to be there. It's when we
and it doesn't
hold on to it, then it's gonna and all this stuff and keep popping up and go back down. I don't want to deal with you yet.
Does anybody else want her to demonstrate that again?
Remember, I talked to these issues. I talked to these when I wrote Soul.
Yes, Fit. We even used your book through like this. The client had taken your course, and we were referencing that left and right as well. So,
I mean, when I wrote that book, there were some things. I mean, I was looking at resources. I was looking, you know, Mom's session. She had information coming through there, and where there wasn't information, I had to go talk to the disease process. I had to go talk to the emotion. I had to go crawl inside of it to see what it was trying to say. So yes, I know. That's what it does.
Oh my goodness. Yes. That's what anger sounds like, guys. Thanks for giving it a voice. That was nice. Love it. Okay, let's see what else we got now that everybody's commenting on here. Okay. This is from Catherine. My household has been sick this week, just working through stress and processing emotional pain. Feel through it and keep moving forward. Absolutely.
Yeah, and then sick, you know, also it sounds like, you know, if everybody's sick, there's, when you're sick too, you're trying to shut down, you're trying to relax, you want an out, you're trying to escape. They're saying escape, so I don't know if that's what's going on here, but you're definitely trying to, you shut down so that you can heal. So you want rest. It's rest. But boy, I'm hearing it's more than a rest. Ooh, more than rest. it's escape. So I don't know if that means anything to you, but that was the word that came.
Okay, so we've got a couple more, but yeah, that's good. They're handling it. They're getting through it, moving through it.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah. Okay. So Deborah, busy, busy, many difficult challenges. Just found out before I got on here, a friend's 19-year-old son was killed in a car accident. Okay, so we're all going to pause and send some love and energy to the son and to the family. Of course, your heart is sad. Her heart is sad. Yeah, that is not an easy thing at all. So
no, it's not.
Yeah, my heart goes out to that as well. And we're just surrounding them with lots and lots of love. Mm-hmm. And okay, so we've got from Tracy, I'm just confused. A person that has had no interest in turning up for the past 7 years has decided to start inserting themselves into places. I feel a bit of a stalking feeling. I've had a bunch of people return from the past. It's like reaching out and it's like, gosh, I haven't heard from you forever.
Well, look at that with emotions. Pop back up again for you to look at. What are you trying to tell me? What are you trying to, we were talking about that the other day, as far as like, what do they represent to you? What is that? Because you said it was a trigger. If it's a trigger, then what is that representing to you? Because that will tell you what it is that you are wanting yourself to work on. You're bringing these people from the past.
Yeah, so a bit of a stalking feeling. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's something there that it's like right at the tip of my tongue, but I can't quite grasp what it is. It's more of an energy. Oh, it's the power chakra. Chakra, right? And that's stalking feeling. Yeah, there is some stuff there to clear out.
What I'm hearing is you don't feel safe. You are always safe. Please know that you are always safe. So that's that power chakra, like you're saying. See, you don't feel like you're in your own power, and so there's something with you giving your power away, and that makes you feel like you're not safe. But you're always safe. You are always safe. Yeah. So you got to take your power back. Now that just means stand in your own power. So. Yeah.
That could be something that you pulled in from another lifetime. So, definitely be clearing, doing any kind of energy clearing around that. There's a lot of energy behind that. So, Tracy in Australia, get your head in the game, go meditate on that and ask where this feeling comes from, because this person is showing up for you, if you want to say it like that, and stand in your power and just say no to that energy.
Talk to the energy. What are you trying to tell me? What is it you're trying? What do you want me to know? What do you want me to learn?
Yeah.
And as soon as you get that, see, when you start looking at things from that perspective, then they don't have power. That's how you're pulling your power back. What is it you're trying to teach me? What is it you want me to know? And then as soon as they tell you, see, then there's no reason for them to be there anymore. It's just to do that.
Absolutely.
When you fear it, when you, what are some of the others, but definitely fear. See, that's, you're giving your power away to the other being, object, whatever. And this is you taking it back and just looking at it. Look at it in the eyes and go, what
do you want? No, they tell you to do that in dreams too. If you have scary dreams, if you can at all get into a lucid dream, turn around, look at that thing you're afraid of, and do just what you said. What do you want?
And then
it goes.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And that's what I found. And I keep going back to the book, but remember I had looked in each one of them. And when I got to fear, I was like, man, okay. I gotta, we gotta do this. And so I was like, okay. And I didn't want to look at it. I'm like, no, I don't want to go there. I don't like fear. I don't like anything about fear. I'm afraid of fear.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And so it's like, no, I don't want to deal with this, but I know, but then that part's like, no, you have to. So I'm like, okay, fine. Then I'm okay. Then what? And that was then I looked at it and it was like, I'm expecting this great, big, huge monster that's going to crush me with one step and all this. And it's like when I turned around, it ended up being, it's little. and it was, I think, is was it fear? I think it was fear. One of them had all this hair. It was covering itself. And so it was kind of hard to see the eyes. But it was, anyway.
Like Cousin It.
Exactly. It did look like Cousin It.
Yeah.
But it was a matter, when I thought it was big and great big, it was scary, but when it became small, it was like, you're kind of cute.
Yeah.
And then I could look at it, and I looked it in the eyes, and then I'm like, what are you trying to tell me? What do you want me, just the same way, and then it it did its piece. It really just wanted me to look at it. That was it.
I have a feeling you're talking to multiple people right now. So, yeah. Thank you, Tracy, for posting that, because I think a lot of people needed to hear what how you were bringing that through. Absolutely.
No, that's a big one. I mean, as we keep moving on this evolutionary path, this stuff that we've been pushing down for ages has to come up and be released.
Yeah.
And that's why this it's coming up now. It probably has to do with constellations and stuff. They probably help things happen, you know, like, okay, now it's time to deal with this one, maybe. I don't know. But I just know that, you know, in general, when we push these things down, there we have to look at them. We have to process them. We'll use the word process. That just means look at it. That means see what it's trying to tell us, see what it's trying to teach us in order to move through it. You can't deny it. I tried that for years and years and years and years and years. It doesn't work. Yeah. Denial does not work.
And like years and years and years.
It does, and probably centuries and lifetimes. It does work. You know, you have to process. You have to look at it. You have to find out what it's trying to teach you.
Yeah.
What is it you wanted to learn from it?
Yes. Okay. Let's see. We got a positive one in here. And hey. Rufus says he's been seeing a lot of meteorites. That's fun.
I wanted to see the meteor shower and I didn't.
Oh. Lucas, you want to tell her all about it? I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I love things like that. And I just, you know.
Okay. So Lenny has a positive experience. I've been pet sitting for a family member this week and I had the cutest little hound dog lying next to me. Oh my gosh. Is this dog in a white blanket? Because if so, I saw it earlier in my head. I've been having some really weird experiences where I'm seeing things that don't make any sense to me.
Oh, wow.
And then later I find out that it applies to somebody I'm going to interact with.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, it's been really weird. Like I saw this guy walking down the sidewalk and he had shorts and a Hawaiian shirt and long white hair and a ball cap on. And I got to
my Hawaii. Fashion.
And no, I'm at home, not in, darn it. But anyways, I got to my session and the gal I was talking to, her husband had passed away. And it pops in my head, this image of this guy walking down the street. And I said, is there any chance that he liked Hawaiian shirts and ball caps and had white hair? And I'm describing this guy. And she goes, yeah, that's exactly what he looked like. I was just like, for some reason, it looked like that guy was highlighted for me when I'm driving. And it's like, all right, taking note, this guy for some reason is standing out for me. So,
that's fun. Yeah.
So let's see. Let's see if I got my doggy answer here. It was coming
a white blanket.
That keeps bouncing, so I got to get back to where I was. Okay, so, oh, that's. You guys are so great with commenting, but it keeps bouncing me off. okay, I don't see anything. No white blanket. I have a Scooby-Doo plush blanket for her. All right, wasn't your dog. But somebody's got like a beagle or a hound dog out there that's curled up on a white blanket sitting on a beige couch. That's how, and there's a window behind it and possibly a door not far from that. And that's how detailed it is. And it's weird. I don't know where it goes. So we'll see. Maybe somebody will claim that watching the show.
Comfy cozy.
Absolutely. I'd curl up to that little snelder. It would be awesome. Okay. So Lucas is explaining that it's sparkly and beautiful. And yeah.
Well, thank you. That's beautiful.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, and you're welcome, Deborah. And Deborah's the one that had the friend with the 19-year-old. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I hope I say this right. Valerian says, I'm really feeling the divine frequencies of the last few days. My forehead is pulsing and the way behind my ears, ringing in the ears, getting louder and seeing glowing patterns under my skin and dim light.
Ooh, that's cool.
All right. Can you get that on video? That's interesting. I've heard of people getting that crystalline energy, like skin. And I wonder if that's what you're experiencing. Ooh.
I mean, you're going through some major, I mean the forehead, the ears or anything, that's all crown chakra stuff. And that's, or not crown, I mean third eye chakra stuff that's opening and doing major growth there. The, I don't know how the skin, if that's associated with that, or that's something completely different, or unless it's the crystalline, like you're saying, the crystalline, maybe as she's evolving, oh, it has something to
Yeah.
do with her lineage is what I'm hearing. It's something to do with who she really is.
Yes. Oh, nice. Okay, Lucas, I look like King Tut, and I have been drawn on prophecy and some cave drawings, and then it bounced. Not sure if I'm allowed to say that. I'm waiting on the next line. Oh, very interesting. We got some really fun stories in here, you guys. Liking this. Cindy's been spending time on her porch petting the mama cat and watching her two kittens exploring. But I love kittens. Stop it. Okay, drinking water and playing with each other. Okay. Okay, so Valerian says, and I'm sorry again if I'm saying it wrong. I can feel it. And yes, been doing the Kundalini meditation. Well, there you
There you
go.
go. There you go.
There you go.
That's
Okay,
no
so.
accident.
But how cool to have such powerful confirmation and getting to experience that. And we all get that, you know, astrologically, one of the things that I was asked this week when I did a live video on YouTube, I was in the channel with Daniel and somebody was asking about, you know, twin flames, twin souls, what's that? And Daniel went into the astrology of it. Like you're picking astrology that's going to be this mirror to each other in certain ways, and you're picking, it's like a program that you are downloaded and come in to play out these roles a certain way. And it just feels like there's a lot of that going on for us where we need to remember that when somebody's having a really awesome time and you're over here struggling and you're like, what's happening? It's because probably their astrology is lining up a little differently with what's going on planetary wise, and yours is ready to purge, where theirs is, they just got done purging and now they're,
You're doing this business.
yeah, you can't have everybody in chaos all the time. So it ebbs and flows with that too. It's like, you know, I'm not going to have a bad day in the same time, Julie. Well, maybe we do because we tap into each other, right? But
We're picking up on each other.
Julia Water is like, I'm feeling off today. I said, oh God, are you tuning into me again? No. And so it's almost perfect to talk it out together because we're probably both
See, well,
going through it.
exactly, because that's something that's important, because you want to know if it's yours. And
Yeah.
that, you know, when somebody says, oh my God, maybe you're tapping into me, it's like, well, I never thought of that. You know, it could be. This might not be mine.
No, and you know, but that happens all the time, and more as we become more empathic and telepathic, and you know, we're working on these levels of, you know, moving into these extraordinary gifts that we have, and we've had them on a smaller scale. You know, mommies and babies have been telepathic for forever, but now we're doing this with other people, and literally, hey, this is the one you want to get handled, guys. I swear to God, my hairdresser knows when I need my haircut. And I literally woke up the other morning. I'm doing my hair. And I'm like, oh gosh, I got to get in to see Mindy. And by that evening, I had had a message from her saying, you're on my mind. I said, you are so good at this. And that happened the last time I was doing that too. But you know, I'm running here and running there, and I never sit to actually message her and say, hey, I need to get scheduled in with you again. Boom, she writes me. And I just absolutely love that I have these connections with people where it's like, and we call it what? The bat signal, right? You got my bat
Yep,
signal.
you got
Yay.
it.
So yeah, practice that. Play with your bestie and see if you can get yourselves to go, oh, I'm thinking of that person. I'm gonna text them really quick and see if they were sending the bat signal. And it's kind of fun. So yeah. All right. Let's see. We've got Petrina has been falling asleep to, I don't know how you say that word, some sulfageo frequencies for the past few nights. Very peaceful. Ooh, that kind of makes me want to jump on board. I'll spell it for you guys, and then you can all laugh at me because it's probably a word that's not hard to say. Sulfeggio.
I've not heard of that.
Okay. Thank you.
Sulfeggio?
Yeah. By the way, why I just saw the word school and it made me think, because my kids don't start school. Well, kids, I have one kid in school still, and he doesn't start till the 31st. And others have started.
You started this last Monday.
Yeah. It's so crazy. We were just talking about, you know, how it's like we used to have summer break was literally like June 1st to the
you
end
know
of
what I think? What I think some of that was, like when I went to school, I don't think we had air conditioning. So that's why they had to wait until, because it was so hot in the schools. So I think that's one of the reasons they waited.
Well, and I live in a farm community, and, you know, then
you needed to
let out, the kids are there to help your parents on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that, I just thought that's interesting because they only get a few weeks off now and then they're back in school. It's like,
do they get longer breaks? They might be, they get longer breaks during the year.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, because we've been homeschooling for a few years, but
okay.
Yeah, so senior year going back to the school. So we'll see how that all works out. Yeah. It all works out in the wash. More days off during the year, I guess, and a shorter summer break. Sure. Okay. Okay, let's see. Deborah, this week at school, I told my adult students, beauty school, that I can feel in my third... I love it when you guys post when I'm reading. You can feel in my third eye the area when I am facing true north. Really? Okay. We are in a room with no windows. They challenged me to prove it. So I turned in a circle. Then I got the feeling I stopped. Oh. One student pulled up a compass and on their phone, and I was spot on with, oh my God, that's so cool.
Well, you're a human compass. Woo!
I can't do that. No, but that's really neat.
Very cool.
Yeah.
But see, that's wonderful. You're noticing. See, we have these abilities. That's the thing.
Yeah.
And you're seeing, I mean, that's huge. That's great. You'll never get lost. You'll always know where north is. you can sense it. That's a big gift.
It really is a big gift. Yeah.
You know? So it's just a matter of being aware. You're just aware of you. That's how you feel these energies, you know, and that's super cool that you've identified it as that.
I love that you got challenged and you
uh-huh.
the challenge and you did it. Mm-hmm. Show them. No, that's going to make them all want to go practice that, mm-hmm. which is really cool.
Yeah.
You know, there's just one more thing to step into your intuition. How cool is that? Yeah. So very nice stuff. You guys are, these stories are great. Thank you for sharing them and giving us all this beautiful information. All right. What else do we want to talk about? What else has happened this week that
you wanted to talk? I don't know if you want to do it now or later. You wanted to talk about how on QHHT.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause I think we have a lot of practitioners in here and I know a lot will listen eventually. Right.
Uh-huh.
So we were talking about the website for QHHT and I was saying how I probably could even say 99.9% of my clientele comes from the website. So if you are a practitioner, I want to remind you that there is a valuable resource for all of us. Put your profile on the website, on the QHHTofficial.com. Open your profile if you are a practitioner and make sure your picture is on there and some nice write-up so that people can get to know who you are through your write-up. If you have a website, there's a place to put your link for that and they can go there and look into you even more. But it's so valuable and there's so much information and so many people finding Dolores Cannon right now that if you are a practitioner and you're you're wondering how to get more clientele, if you do not have your profile up or you do not have a picture on your profile, I bet you your life will change when you do.
Yeah, you really need to. I mean, like you said, you got to get that picture, a blank, an avatar, or, you know, whatever that is when you don't have a picture. I guess that's an avatar, or something that's not you, an animal, any of that doesn't do it. It has to be you. No. People need to look in your eyes. So yeah. You want people to be able to see you, because that's how we connect with others, is through the eyes.
It really is. And it's very important. Like you said, don't put a pet up there. Don't put, yeah. It's got to be you. It doesn't even matter if you just take a selfie and a genuine smile,
right,
and put that on, because they want to know who you are before they spend a day with you and all of that. You know, they're going to tell you their story, so they need to know they can connect to you.
Right.
So it is so important. And I've been telling people like crazy, it seems like lately, go get on the forum, go get on the website, make sure you got a profile, go do those things. Because there are a lot of you guys that are brand new to this, and you know, you're doing your level one, you're doing your level two, and you guys are doing a great job. I just spent a lot of time. That's what we were talking about. I just spent a lot of time doing voice coaching the other week and met, you know, a nice big group of people. And, you know, that's the one advice I can give all of you. Put your profile on the website. There is so much traffic going there right now. You're gonna get your clientele, and if you're not, look at where your fears might be to clear that, because it's there. It is really there. And there's people that are looking for interns. There's people that are looking, you know, maybe they can't afford the price up here, and they're looking for somebody that's maybe a level one that isn't charging as much, maybe. I don't know. Mm-hmm. There's people for everyone. So they're coming, they're going to that website.
There are plenty. There's no shortage at all.
Absolutely not.
And like you said, it's if you're not getting them, there's things happening there, but also look at your attitude. There's something, your fears, you may have lack mentality going on. And so that's keeping
people. I know, because I did that. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if you're not committed yet, you know, the SC is in charge, and it knows when you are ready. And when you go, okay, I'm ready to do this. And as soon as you do that, you've opened your doors. The SC Absolutely. Will bring your clients to you.
Yeah.
And you have to do those other steps.
Let's talk to the ones that want to have a session. If your practitioner is offering you something online, they're not doing QHHT.
Right.
You need to be in person with that practitioner. That is very important. Mm-hmm. So if somebody's offering you an online course, please move on.
An online session.
Our online session. Sorry. Online session. Please move on to somebody that's going to meet you. You know, be in person. That's important. And also, if you are interested, but you're not quite sure, go find an intern in your area. And, you know, they would love the practice. And that mm-hmm. gives you an opportunity to see what it's all about. So that's a good.
Yeah. And another thing, well. You will do yourself such a great favor if you will have absolutely no expectations. Yes. Just go in there with a completely open mind. Be like a child. It's like, I wonder what's going to happen today. I'm so excited. And just have no expectations about the outcome, about where it's going to go, any of that. If you'll just do that, you'll be on such a magical journey.
Yep.
If
you've watched videos, just put them aside.
Yeah.
Let it be your own experience. Let it be unique to you. It's going to be a good time. Yeah. So Wendy says she had a session in 2020 and still processing stuff from it. That's how powerful they are. Exactly. You know?
Exactly. They process at least a year. So I'm glad to hear her say 2 years and still processing.
Yeah. And that's true. And if you re-listen, you'll hear things that you didn't remember the first time. Definitely if you
have the information is in layers, it's so
absolutely
it comes out when you're ready, the next information will be there.
Yeah, that and that's such an incredible thing, you know, to send somebody home knowing that mm-hmm. what was on their recording, they didn't hear it all.
Yeah.
And
you didn't hear it all.
They weren't supposed to. Yeah, they weren't supposed to, because they're gonna go home and they're gonna integrate what they did hear, and then they're gonna be ready to hear the other part. And it's so cool.
Absolutely.
There's going to be hidden messages in there. So make sure you re-listen. And I can feel the buzz of people going, oh, I had a session. I need to go re-listen.
Exactly. Yes, you do. I had someone that I did a session with, and he denied the whole time. I'm not under Julia, this isn't working. I don't, and he went through the whole thing beautifully, you know, but he's like, no. I'm like, well, that's your conscious mind. No, I don't think anything really happened, you know. And I, you know, the typical conversation we have with the conscious mind. Then a few days later, he's like, well, I'm still wondering about this part though. I don't understand that. I'm like, you were under. And he could, I just don't know. You were under. This happened. Yeah. And I had to give that 2 years. It was several years later, at least 2 years later. He emails me. He's like, Julia, I think it was real. I think maybe I was under and it really happened. I'm like, what do you think? It's like, because things were falling, like the processing, things were falling into place. He continued to listen to it and things were unfolding for him. And it's like, oh my gosh, I think this was real. Yeah, you have to give yourself that time. Conscious mind, even I do it after, with everything I know, I still come out going, I think I might have made it up. You know, that's just what the conscious mind does. That's its job.
It does.
It's on duty when it does that. That's all it is. And so just be open, just have fun. And just then when you listen to it or afterwards, just like, huh, well, that was interesting. That allows the conscious mind to kind of do its little thing. And then, but it allows it to stay open. It's not shutting the door on it. And then now you're processing.
I have one in here. Wendy's saying, the recording clicked off and my practitioner said that never happened before. I've learned the hard way. I now record with two devices. Mm-hmm. And if they have brought a recorder, I will use all three.
Yeah.
And I did that one time. I had three devices. I'm recording. One of them clicked off. The other one was kind of far away from them. And so it was really hard to hear it. And then their device I had set closer to them and their copy actually came out really good. Yeah. So that's three devices and only one recording that came out.
Yeah. And sometimes the energy that comes through is really powerful and it can throw the digital equipment off and stuff. So if things like that happen, this is where we want to trust the process. We want to trust what's going on. Sometimes we're not ready to hear what's on there. We're not ready to hear what came through. So that's not meaning bad, good, whatever. It's just, it's an energetic level that it's not ready. And it's possible. I'm hearing that down the road, when you're at a different energy level, then that you'll be able to hear it.
Yeah. You're going to have a recall of that memory. Yeah. Oh yeah. When I did my QHHT, I said this, and then you'll be like, wait a minute. How did I remember that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Tracy is saying that she has listened to her several times, and every time there is something new that she doesn't remember hearing before on there.
Yeah, that, and that's exciting. You
know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's the "I thought I made it up." That's going to be one of the most common things as a practitioner that you're going to hear, and as as somebody that's coming in to have a session, you're going to sometimes. This is my take on it. When I go under, I'm hyper aware, but I'm under.
Me too. That's how I am.
I'm very aware.
Hyper aware. You're aware of things happening in other rooms and other
dimensions. Like you can think about 20 things all at the same time. And
I know the questions that are going to be asked before the person asks them, before the practice. I mean, it's like you're reading minds. You're doing all this stuff. You're very, very aware.
Yeah. So even if you think you're not under and you're going to get one, you're like, I don't feel like I'm under. Great, you're under. Just go with the first thing that comes to mind and you will have a great session.
Yeah, exactly.
So absolutely do that. Give yourself the gift of saying the first thing that comes to your mind.
Yes.
And you will be absolutely thrilled with your session.
Yeah. I know a lot of people is like, but that's not how it was in Dolores's books. And we have to understand that was done a long time ago and we have evolved tremendously since that time, and with that evolution has come this awareness in these states of consciousness. So that's where we we work with that.
Yeah, and I'm going to give an example. When the Octurians came in, when I would do a session, they would go through this whole clearing thing with colors and they'd bring in vibrations, and they were, every session started with this clearing, and then all of a sudden it stopped. And they would just grab them and boom, they would take off with them. And so I sat with that and said, why aren't we clearing their energy anymore? And they said, the first people that came in put that in the energy, right? So now when people sign up for a session, that happens before they even get to you. So they're all getting chills. They're already cleared before they even get to you. And I thought, that's what's happening with QHHT.
Yes.
People are, the things that used to happen aren't happening anymore because so many people have done it that it has shifted and evolved.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, total confirmation with what I was getting. Thank you.
Very cool.
Yeah. It's so cool. Let's see if we got anything. We're getting goosebumps and, and fun things in the chat. So yeah, there's just so much energy going on right now with, and it's good energy. Everything that's happening is good. Pay attention to it. What's showing up for you? What's happening? Let's see. Is the rainbow light body real?
The rainbow light body. Is that like a crystal body? I don't know what the rainbow light body is.
Maybe you don't need to know to answer the question.
I don't know. Is it real to you? I mean, it's whatever it is. And we put labels on everything. That's what's coming through now. We have, you know, if it's just a label. Oh, yeah. What they're saying is, what is the frequency? What is the matter of it? What is the, you know, it's like, what's the importance of it? The name is nothing. Don't worry about the name. So what is it that you are... that is representing to you? Because if you're able to describe that, then that is real.
Oh, I love that answer. That's awesome.
I'm gonna stop it right there then.
Don't say anything else. So. But yeah, that's so real. So true. You know, it's like, we have to remember that we are creating our reality.
Yes.
And so whatever you believe that rainbow light body to be, absolutely, that's what it is. The monks have been doing it. Okay. Cool.
The what?
The monks have been doing it.
Oh.
Reaching the rainbow light body.
Oh.
I've heard of things like that before. I've heard of the vibrations getting so high that people in the third dimension see you pixelated, you know, because you're vibrating so high. But
yeah.
That's the same idea as doing this and the pin disappears, right?
Okay.
So yeah, there's so much, you guys. There's so many layers and so many dimensions and so many possibilities and so many answers, and all the answers are right.
Exactly. And that's what they want us to end on. That it's like, trust. This is about trusting yourself with the information that you have. You don't need the outside confirmation. I mean, that we love you asking the questions, and I know it's for confirmation. I had to do that for years and years and years. And then finally I realized, oh, I'm just trying to get confirmation. I'm just getting confirmation. That helped me trust myself. That's what they want us to just trust yourself. You have the answers. You have, oh boy, that one's strong. You have all the answers. Yeah. They're, what they're saying is, you have all the answers that you seek.
Wow. You're like a little fortune cookie.
Aren't I?
We're going to start a new series. It's going to be Julia the Fortune Cookie. So, do you have anything for me? If I were to open my fortune cookie, what would it say?
I have, where can people find you, Tracy? We're almost out of time.
That's such a great fortune cookie. Wow. Please go to TracyMahan.com. I also have a page on YouTube. And it is where I put the channels with Octurian Daniel, which is why I have pictures of Octurians. Well, you can kind of see that one. For anyone that didn't know me. And go to QHHTOfficial.com. I'm a level 3 practitioner. I'm in the Portland, Oregon area. I'm about 30 minutes out of Portland. And Julia, how do people get signed up to take a course and become a practitioner?
Yeah, go to QHHTOfficial.com. Isn't that amazing? It's the same site. Anyway, and there's all the information that you need on the front page. It'll have links to the courses. You'll have all the information as you go in on level 1, level 2. I mean, we have all these levels that you can progress if you want to make a career out of this. If you just want to, if you have that passion to help people, this is, and it feels right to you. That's what we want. That's what we're looking for. You know, you have that passion factor. Man, my nose is going now.
And your Soul Speak and your course.
Soul Speak at juliacannon.com. And that's to understand the language of your body. Why do you have aches, pains, and illnesses? Gotta remember, I crawled into them. I have the answers. This is teaching you how to get your own answers.
That's right.
So, yeah.
Beautiful.
Love you all. Thank you so much for being here. This has been wonderful.
Yes.
Bye.